greatness.
$40. Newly created Mike Morrison World Television Championship Belt Replica. $150. Mike Morrison Beer. $20. Get your Mike Morrison collector's items before they run out.
Fans, Mike Morrison is now standing atop the ramp wearing his black pants with red lettering. On one side it says true, while on the other it says greatness. Morrison is also donning that silver chain along with his black sunglasses. And as he makes his way to the ringside area, he pumps both fists up in the air and oh! Fireworks go off in the background. Telethon and TV spots have put Mike Morrison on the cover of every TV guide and wrestling magazine in the continental United States of America. And get this, folks, even Mr. Petit was thinking about changing the night award from the golden middle finger to the likeness of Mike Morrison. Go figure, Morrison offers the idea to the Emmy that Mr. McKee is now taking it quite possibly for the new night award. Bottom line is this, tonight, Mike Morrison is in perfect shape, and so is Chris Ross, so I expect this match to be anything but dull. And speaking of titles and champions, here comes Chris Ross. As Chris Ross exits the curtain, look at Ross. I gotta tell you something. The guy is a complete and utter psycho. I mean, look at him. He's snorting like a bull. And look at his eyes. He looks like he absolutely wants to kill somebody. I gotta tell you something. Listen to the fans cheering for Chris Ross, and I want to point something out, that Chris Ross is indeed trying to turn over a new leaf here in WWA, but from watching his promos, it seems like it's the same Chris Ross that I saw the last 3 months here in WWA. Look at him, he is a complete madman, and in my opinion, Mr. Batiste seriously needs to, like, strap this guy to a bed and put him in some form of therapy. I don't know what else to say other than Chris Ross quite possibly could be bipolar with his personality. As Ross slowly enters the ring, climbing up the turnbuckles with the lights flickering on and off, I guess for psycho effect. Oh, another explosion ignites! And finally stepping down from the turnbuckle, Chris Ross continues to warm up, waiting for his official announcement. Coming into the center of the ring, Morrison walks up to Ross. Oh my God! Blaine chokehold right off the bat! Coupled with a no-hand attack, but cripples Chris Ross down onto one knee. Punch to the side of the head and applying a front headlock. Greatness unleashes a swinging neckbreaker. And Chris Ross is getting his ass handed to him right from the beginning of the opening of the bell. Rotating the champion to his feet, Morrison jams Chris's head between his legs and looking for a pile driver. Oh! Leaping pile driver connects and hooking the leg for the 1, 2, 3, Ross kicks out, and this one's gonna continue. Tossing Ross through the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor. Mike Morrison now steps over the top nylon, and he's heading down to the floor, and he's looking to get extreme BACW style. Finally approaching Ross and bending down to pick him up by the hand. Oh, kendo stick to the head of Morrison, and that reels a big man back into the railing. Where the hell did that come from? Chris Ross is now up, and he now has the candlestick cocked back. He's caning the crap out of Mike Morrison, and Morrison is bleeding like a stuck pig. Chris Ross is livid and pulling out the monitor from the Spanish announcer's table. Miguel and Paco take flight because they know what's coming next. Scooping Morrison from the floor, Ross locks him up and arching backwards. T-Bone suplex through the Spanish announcer's table, and Jesus Christ, superstar Mike Morrison roars in through the crowd now and over to his own vendor's table. Russ immediately jams Mike's head through his massive thighs and cranking the challenger up into the air. Look out below! Morrison through his own vendor's table and their action figures and foam fingers all over the place, and something better calm Chris Russ down before he kills the challenger. Pulling Morrison from the debris, Russ now looks to clamp down on a half Nelson, and Morrison summons the strength to counter with a back elbow to the temple of the champion. Hit toss on the concrete by Mike Morrison gives the challenger the advantage and pulling the champion all the way back into the ringside area. My God, look how the tide is turning. Rolling Ross back into the ring, Morrison enters with the splinter kendo stick and taking the cane to the back of Chris Ross. You can see the nasty welts forming on the back of the champion. Reverse chin buster connects and Morrison hooks the leg. 1, 2, 3, no, Ross kicks out and this one's gonna continue. Off the canvas and back into ropes goes Ross, but the champion reverses the Irishman. Instead, it's Morrison who hits the turnbuckle with a thud. Ross shakes the cobwebs clean and charging forward and is connected with this tsunami tidal wave. Morrison can't breathe and here comes a choke slam from hell. Chris Ross lets out a warrior's cry and he's going for the tombstone on the logo. Up onto his toes and down onto the neck of Mike Morrison. I think he broke his freaking neck and Chris Ross isn't done. He's bailing from the ring. What the hell is he doing? Where could he be going? Oh my God, folks, Chris Ross is rummaging under the apron. He's pulling out a box of fluorescent tubes and back into the ring with the weapons of extreme. He's now propping them up one by one in the corner. Ross is looking to get extreme BACW style, and everyone here in Texas Stadium has risen to their feet. Pulling Morrison upright, it's Chris Ross who sends Morrison towards the fluorescent bulbs with an Irish whip. No, Morrison holds on and he counters and the lands for the chest first into the fluorescent tubes. And my God, Chris Ross is injured bad, stumbling from the corner with shards of glass embedded in his chest. Ross turns into Morrison, thunderstruck super kick. It's Mike Morrison's new finisher. Morrison with a quick cover. 1, 2, hypnotized again. 3, that's it. Just like that, Mike Morrison has become the brand new WWE World Television Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the main event and new WEWA World Television Champion, he is true greatness, Mike Morrison.
Climbing the turnbuckle to a standing ovation, Chris Ross is up and Mike Morrison doesn't see him. Oh, Jamaican jerk powder to the face blinds Morrison as he's still atop the turnbuckles, and Ross is furious. He's climbing the ropes. They're both on the top and leaning back. Believe it or not, folks, we're out of time. So on behalf of the WWEWrestling.org and Mr. Mateen, we're going to bid you good night from Texas Stadium. And make sure you join us next week for Sunday Superstars as we come to you live from Baltimore, Maryland, when our main event will feature both Black Knight members, Michael St. Guy's Kevin on the Immortal Jack Craven, in tag team action as they take on Rick Righteous and the future Daryl Bazal.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.